Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. We would welcome also to all our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, the internet, or radio. We gather as a family of faith to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love for us. Let us then prepare ourselves by acknowledging our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie Christe. Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem, summoning their elders, their leaders, their judges, and their officers. When they stood in the ranks before God, Joshua addressed all the people. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, the gods your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose country you are now dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. But the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord, our God, who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along with our entire journey. And among the peoples through whom we passed, therefore we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. The word of the Lord.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. have the troubles of the just one, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. He watches over all his bones, not one of them shall be broken. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church. He himself, the Savior of the body, as the church, is subordinate to Christ. So wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" When Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Will you also go away? Today's gospel is the final discourse of the Jesus as the bread of life. Recall this past month, Jesus was preaching on the mountainside and there were a multitude of people following him, and for days they were without food and Jesus wanted to feed them. But they didn't have any food with them except for the little boys with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he used that, he blessed it, broke it, and he gave it to all 5,000 men, not counting women and children. I suspect at least 10,000 people there. So they kept following Jesus week after week. And so Jesus finally raised their minds up to the spiritual realm, reminding them that not only just to seek for physical bread, but they should also searching for spiritual bread. That's when Jesus reminded them that he is the bread that comes down from heaven, that those who eat his body and drink his blood will have eternal life. People during that time thought that Jesus was advocating cannibalism. And so today it came to the standing point where one by one they drifted away from Jesus. All 5,000 or 10,000 were following him. Now there are only 12 apostles remaining. And even then, Jesus had to ask them, "Will you also go away?" And St. Peter said to Jesus, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and convinced that you are the Son of God." I suspect that all Catholics, as we journey on this earth to the next life, we will have to face that same question Jesus asked St. Peter today. Will you also go away? During Jesus' time, they did. The multitude left Jesus. Nowadays, we have even more reason to leave the church. With all the scandals we just heard recently, and not only sexually, harming of children, but also financially. And so people, if we have to look for reason to leave, there's plenty of reason to go away. People who have gone away throughout histories, publicly, protesting on their way out. There are others who have left and simply drifted or faded away. But nonetheless, they have gone away. We have heard perhaps the message of Jesus is too hard to take. You know how he talked about chastity and fidelity, something our modern day world is no longer familiar with. Jesus talked about meekness, forgiveness, and honesty. All these theories are lofty and the virtues, but they're not practical in the world we live in today. So people drifted, faded away. They either allow that yes to happen to them, or they say yes to that. Yes, I will go away. Some like Jesus, but they don't care for his church. Others, they like the apostles, but they can't stand the pope or the bishops or the priest. Some like the church because they think it's holy, but they got bothered by sinners. Others join the church because they're all back of sinners, but then they got bothered by the saints. And so people have gone away. Publicly or privately, they faded away. But today, instead of talking about why people leave, instead I'd like to pose a question. Why do you stay? Why do we stay? Perhaps we all have to find an answer to that question on our own. But I thought I might offer a few examples, not so much expounding on theological, philosophical reasons as to why we stay, but to have to use some life examples from others and experience we have in our lives to give us the reason why we stay. St. Thomas More, he was a laity during the 15th century, the Protestant Reformation. The church was one baptism, one faith, one creed for 1500 years until the 15th century, when Luther decided to split from the church, and then Henry VIII wanted to divorce his wife and remarry because he wanted a male for an heir to his kingdom. Went to Rome, petitioned the Pope. The Pope said no, came back to England angry, wanted to declare himself the supreme head of the church in England. And all the cardinals and bishops and priests back then signed up to support him. But of all those signatures, none were more important than Thomas More, our laity, but he was a chancellor of England. He refused to do that. And he was found guilty, beheaded. A man with all the fame, the wealth, the name, position, authority, and yet he willingly forsake all of those things to be hold fast to the commandments of God, to the precepts of the church. Give up all of them. He's the reason why we should stay. Recall Pope, but now Saint, also John Paul II. May 13, 1981, he was shot in Rome, St. Peter's Square, assassinated. Didn't die, he recovered, and once he recovered, he went into the prison, met up with his assassins, forgave him, hugged him. A Pope who would not go with the culture with an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, instead he chose forgiveness and merciful and kindness to win over a soul. He's the reason why we should stay. Mother Teresa, we all knew and loved her. Some of you might have the privilege of meeting her face to face. I never did. But she was already a religious sister, teaching at a very rich, wealthy high school. Each day she would take a long train ride to the school, and she would pass by the slum of Calcutta. And there she would look over and she would see people eating out of the trash heap. And she felt the urge within herself to do something about that. She did petition her bishop, her superior, and finally, after perhaps long months and years, they grant her the permission to start that work of charity. She left, boarded a train, arrived in Calcutta at midnight with 50 cents in her pocket. 50 cents, that's all she had. Clothes on her back. No friends, no neighbors, nobody she knew, familiar over there. Yet she set out to feed the poor of the world. And she did it. The only thing she had was faith in God and her love for the poorest of the poor in society. She's the reason why we should stay. And last but not least, it's a personal one. We all have mothers, and they all want the best for us. We are who we are today because of our mothers. I grew up in a country where it's only 6% Catholic, 80% ancestor worshippers, the rest were Buddhists. And yet, it was my mother who would take me from home to home every night to pray the rosary. I learned to pray the rosary before I could say daddy or mommy. And on Sunday, if we don't go to Mass, we don't get to eat. And I like to eat. So I never miss a Mass in my life. Our mothers are the reason why we stay. And so to the people who ask us, will you also go away? Our answer should be, are you kidding? And leave all these holy people and leave not on your life. Because this is the church where we have touched God, holding His body in our hand, on our lips, and we consumed Him. And Jesus promised us, those who eat my body and drink my blood will have eternal life. Leave this church, not on your life. This is where God has touched us. We ask the Lord then to help us to increase our faith, to give us conviction, to walk faithfully from this life unto the next. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us man and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We know that God listens to our prayers, so we turn now to God with our own needs and the needs of the world.
For the church, that we may be a witness to our faith and values and continue always to build up the kingdom of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of Kerala and India who are suffering from devastating floods, that they receive the help they truly need, and for those who have lost their lives, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For married couples, that their love for each other may be reflected upon those around them, providing a sign of Christ's love for us, the church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose faith is weak and who are unsure whether to stay or leave, that their faith may be strengthened by God's grace and by the witness of others, and for the internal repose of the soul of Connie Belkey, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the internal repose of the souls of Emilia C. Trujillo, deceased members of the Mew family, Robert E. Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin, Mary Alice Mead, Yolanda Perez, Irene Kellogg, and Sebastian Fetter, Anna Fetter, and Connie Belkey, and a special prayer for the Catholic daughters who are celebrating their 104th anniversary. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of love, look upon us with favor as you listen to our needs and the needs of the world. Grant us the grace to recognize your will as you respond to these prayers. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
labors we have from you. Kneel at the feet of his friends, silently washes their feet. Master who pours out himself for them. With your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Neighbors are rich and poor, neighbors are black and white, neighbors are near and far.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and sets humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You ruin your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admission to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Faces to the present.
The first is that the cathedral staff and parishioners are would like to say thank you to all our organists and cantors for your generous service throughout this search for a new music director. We truly appreciate your sharing your beautiful talents with us. And next week, our new music director will be here. And so please pray that all will go well according to God's plan. Also, religious education registration progress. If you have children who are in need of the sacraments, please register your children. Otherwise, the space are closing out fast. Also, we have the safety classes for those who volunteer to work in the church. It will be next week on September the 2nd and Saturday, September the 8th, from 10 to 2 p.m. to 12 p.m. in classroom number 4. And the last one is kind of bad news. I'd like to extend my condolences to all the children who are going back to school this week. May you have a
Hello,
safe and fruitful
I'm week. Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.